This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a Thursday, welcoming back into studio the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins comes by for Cinema Chat every week. And Russ, did you win your Academy Awards pool?
Well, I did pretty well. There were 24 categories, and I got 19 correct.
Well, so, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Somebody did better than you?
Not that I'm aware of, but we haven't done all the final tallying yet. So anyway, we'll...
But you did watch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had a bunch of friends together and watched, and it was fun. The critics liked it. There wasn't a host this year. They canceled the host and never reinstated one, but that seemed to work pretty well. The viewership was up significantly, 12% over last year, and the critics liked the show pretty much as well. So
it'll be interesting to see if they decide to go back to a host next year based on how well it did this year.
Yeah, well, they opened with a musical number, the two currently playing members of Queen, Adam Lambert performed Queen songs, which worked with the Bohemian Rhapsody nominations, and it was a pretty nice way, and it got the audience in the theater really charged up nicely. The rest of it flowed pretty well. Tina Fey, Maya Rudolph, and Amy Poehler gave one of the early awards, and Amy Poehler and Tina Fey hosted the Grammys for a couple years in a row and were really well reviewed. And the three of them were great. They're very, very funny and appropriate and, you know, appropriate in terms of their humor and, you know, appropriately disrespectful in a way that's really, really great.
Yeah, as we have discussed, it's past my bedtime, so I missed the entirety of it.
Well, Black Panther, A Star is Born, and Bohemian Rhapsody were high-grossing films that were nominated for lots of awards. So that's probably why the viewership was up quite a bit. They also won awards, although they didn't win Best Picture. The whole event got over at just 17 minutes after 11, and in recent years, it's gone till after midnight Eastern time.
So they did better.
Yeah.
There was some talk that they were cutting speeches a little short and, you know,
yeah, well,
to try and make that time.
And they always do that. The winner of the short narrative film, Skin, was they were the most excited winners. It was really great to see them be so wonderfully freaked out about that. It was really, really cool. And the fact that Green Book won the Best Picture
has not sitting well with a lot of folks.
Has created a certain amount of controversy. It was a feel-good picture, but it uses a lot of racial tropes, which are complicated.
And then there were allegations that the film whitewashed the story.
It definitely used tropes that were sympathetic to white audiences. It is a complicated story.
Nobody can deny
tell.
That both of the actors that were the stars of that film were spectacular.
They were magical. So anyway, I think people were generally pleased with it. And I'm happy to tell you that you can still see a lot of the Academy Award winning shows at the Michigan Theater. So we still have Green Book that's playing, so you can see Mahershala Ali's Academy Award Best Supporting Actor performance there. If Beale Street Could Talk, Regina King won the Best Actress. Roma won the Best Foreign Language Film, as well as Best Director and Cinematography. The Favorite won Best Actress for Olivia Colman, which was a bit of a surprise. Glenn Close was pretty much assumed to be the winner.
I saw a picture of her. She looked like an Academy Award. Yeah, big old gold dress.
Absolutely. Free Solo surprised me a little bit. I thought RBG would win Best Documentary, but we've played Free Solo since the fall, and it's still playing, so you can still see that. And then we have the animated shorts for just a little bit longer, and the winner of animated short was Bao, which is a Disney Pixar film that's wonderful. Skin, again, we talked about how enthusiastic the filmmakers were, and the documentary short, period, end of sentence, and the filmmakers there have connections to Michigan, and that won the Best Documentary Short. We played Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, Black Panther, First Man, A Star is Born, and Vice. Those were all Academy Award winning films. In fact, we showed all of the Academy Award nominated films except for Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And it was just, we would have shown that too, except we just didn't have a screen at the time that that came out. And it certainly got lots of exposure.
One best animated feature, right?
Yeah, and a best an animated feature film. So anyway, you still have an opportunity to see a lot of the Academy Award nominated films at the State of Michigan Theater.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. Well, another year of the Academy Awards in the books. Are we getting a start on what may be nominated next year?
You never know. So we have Neil Jordan's new film. He won an Academy Award for The Crying Game back in the 1990s.
I remember that movie.
Yeah, a really wonderful movie.
And quite a little surprise at the end.
Groundbreaking film, actually. And his new film stars Isabelle Huppert, the wonderful French actress. She's in an English language film and speaks English, but she plays an eccentric French piano teacher living in New York, and Chloe Grace Moretz plays a young woman who finds her handbag on the subway and is kind enough to return it to Isabelle Huppert's character. Well, come to find out, Isabelle Huppert's character is a little odd, and she apparently goes around leaving handbags all over New York looking for people to return them to strike up these odd friendships. They start off with kind of a mother-daughter kind of relationship. Chloe Grace Moretz's character has lost her mother, and so she kind of identifies with the Isabelle Huppert character, but she turns into kind of a stalker, creepy person. So that's a lot of fun. Two really great performances put together by a wonderful director, Neil Jordan. There's a sneak preview of it tonight, so you can check that out. The full run starts tomorrow. We're also starting a run of a film that was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. It was also nominated for Best Cinematography, and I get to see it at the Seville European Film Festival, one of the featured films. It is a beautiful, beautifully shot historical movie. It's about 3 hours long, but it tells the story of a family, following particularly a young man in this family, that starts off before World War II.
Is this Never Looks Away?
Never Look Away is the name.
Never Look Away.
Yeah, is the name of the film, and it goes until it goes into the 1960s, and it follows the life of a young artist who starts off in Germany. His part of Germany became part of East Germany. He falls in love with a young woman, and their past ended up connecting that in ways that they didn't know, that's discovered later in the film. Like I said, it's beautiful to look at. It's a really interesting historical film placed in that context of the tragedy of World War II, the perseverance of this young artist who kind of had everything set against him. He ended up leaving East Germany just before the wall was built, and so it was easier to move into West Germany at that particular point in time. And it's a romance and a family story, and it tracks the life of this artist who's based on an artist from that became well known in the 1960s. But it really, really is worth checking out. We're going to do a preview screening. Well, we're opening it tomorrow, so go check it out. Never Look Away, playing at the State Theater. Go check it out.
More superheroes coming our way as well.
Yeah, we're excited about this. Captain Marvel. So the Michigan State Theater want to do award-worthy films, get awards, Academy Award nominations, other kinds of things. So that's why we played Black Panther. It was also a culturally important film, we thought. And this is a similar kind of culturally important film.
Because
Brie Larson plays Carol Danvers, who becomes Captain Marvel. Now, last week I made a mistake and said that the original character of Captain Marvel was a woman, but that's not true. She's the second generation, and all my comic book fans friends will tell me that. But the first generation Captain Marvel was a man, and then the second generation, this Carol Danvers becomes Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, who's known for the spectacular noun Trainwreck and Room. She won an Academy Award for Room. It also has Annette Bening and June Law, a lot of great stuff as well. And then also opening at the, so that's playing at the State, and also opening at the Multiplex is Tyler Perry's new film, A Madea Family Funeral. So it opens and you can see that.
And I understand this is going to be his last ever run in that character as Madea.
Playing and directing that character. I'm sure he will be putting other films together. He is a,
he's rather prolific.
Yeah, he's a wonderful filmmaker. And he was in Vice too. He played Colin Powell in Vice.
so a good actor on top of everything else.
We will see him for sure.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively each Thursday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from an exhausted Hollywood after the Oscars. We'll see you next week.